Okay, good morning. So let's start with something easy today. What do you have for breakfast this morning?
A banana with peanut butter.
Amazing, very nutritious, right? Okay. Yeah. So the first question would be, on a scale from 1 to 10, where would you put yourself in, like, depending the trust you have on the voting system in the U.S.? All the way from trust to distrust.
I have trust in the system, but I'm worried about some of the changes of people, certain election officials being replaced. So maybe that brings me down to a 9 or 8. But I have faith in the system. You gotta have faith. So I don't believe anything about the lies of the 2020 election. I believe it was a fair election, so I hope it's the same again.
That's interesting. So we see that you trust the system. Nowadays, so many people don't trust the system. What do you think it should change so that these people can trust the system? What kind of changes will you do?
I'm not sure if you change the system, it would satisfy people. I think what people are reacting to is that their candidate lost, or they heard a theory about why their candidate lost. And if you try and change the system, I don't think that that is going to satisfy people who are just being influenced by somebody who's lying or somebody who's trying to spread theories. So I don't think you give those people what they want.
Interesting.
I do think that there should be more access to ballots. I think it's interesting that that certain places only have one place to vote, and I think there should be more easy access to vote. I think we should have as many people vote as possible.
So accessibility in general, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much. Also, today we have like a small challenge here.
Sure.
It's about teaching kids how to vote.
Sure.
And I see your kids are well educated in this term. So why would you say that it's important to vote? If a kid asked you, why is that important voting? How would be your response to that?
I think my son probably has asked me this. Our country, we vote on who gets to represent our country. Yeah, I can. So we want a leader who is stable. I think that's a good baseline. Somebody who represents our values, and somebody who will also make good decisions. And if you want your leader to represent all those things, then you have to go out and you actually have to vote. And you have to pick the person who you think is going to be the best representative for the United States. And it's only one vote, but I think that a lot of those votes add up and they matter, and your opinion matters. So when you talk to people, that's important as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, like, thank you so much. And the last question will be, how do you do it? How do you vote?
Do you know how to vote?
You can only vote when you're 18, and you can only vote for two people. Well, you've got to vote for one person, but there's normally in a vote, there's two people going against each other. And then the audience normally votes who should be the real president.
Wow, thank you so much, guys, for your work today. I don't know if you would like to add anything else to this. Any, like, stories? Any, like, background stories?
Yeah, what do you plan on doing with this?
This is, like, a project, and we're going to, like, put all the stories together and just, like, put it online, and we're going to create, like, book lifts and these kind of things. Yeah, with people's stories. Last year, it was about food. This time, it's about the voting system in the U.S.
I think it would be great to compile a lot of these interviews together and then put it on the on the news, UWM. I think it would also be interesting to ask people during the RNC, because I think you would get some different viewpoints. And I think that, you know, everybody wants to be listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you so much for sharing your stories today.
What is-